Central Ward. Councillor Colin Ross, 0428 598 491. Email c.ross, that's c.ross, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Jodie Owen, 0427 294 893. Email j.owen, that's j.owen, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Carol Ryan, 0418 130 851. Email c.ryan, that's c.ryan, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Michael Schilling, 0418 845 798. Email m.schilling, that's m.schilling, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. James Bath Recreation Reserve on track. The new pavilion at James Bath Recreation Reserve is almost complete. The pavilion is the second stage in the development of this district-level sport and recreation reserve in Pakenham. It features community spaces, a social space, meeting rooms, community kitchen and canteen. It will also have female-friendly sports change rooms, female-friendly design and universally accessible amenities, umpires room, gym and first aid room. Construction of the two sports ovals is complete, with grass still being established on the grounds. Also nearing completion are the two netball courts, playground, multi-purpose cricket practice and futsal nets, and a multi-use ball court. The reserve will also feature walking paths, open space areas, wetlands, a large shelter and car parking. The project has been funded by Council, $10.3 million, with support from the Victorian Government's Community Sports Infrastructure Fund, $513,442, and Growing Suburbs Fund, $500,000. Picture caption. Councillor Carol Ryan, Councillor Colin Ross and Councillor Michael Schilling check out the new playground, pavilion and sporting facilities at James Bath Recreation Reserve. End caption. Women in Harmony. A group of women from diverse backgrounds have learnt new skills and forged valuable connections as part of an innovative pilot project in Pakenham. The Women in Harmony project, delivered by Living and Learning Pakenham and supported by Cardinia Shire Council, the Victorian Government and Learn Local, has involved 15 women from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. As part of the project, participants have undertaken two courses, a women's leadership course and an introduction to social media. The social media project they have developed will be shared online as part of Harmony Week 2020. The pilot project has been highly successful and planning for another Women in Harmony project is underway. To learn more, contact Living and Learning Pakenham, 5941 2389, or visit www.livinglearning.org.au. Cardinia Cultural Centre's stunning debut. New creative opportunities and the very best in arts, culture and technology await you at the redeveloped Cardinia Cultural Centre in Pakenham. The centre has been transformed into a hub for digital artists, musicians, dancers and the arts of the new millennium. The redevelopment has included the addition of a new contemporary gallery, artist studios, meeting rooms, a new entrance and foyer area, as well as additional car parking and new amenities. The impressive new spaces offer endless possibilities and allow artists to experiment, explore and develop their art forms with access to digital technology, sprung floors and versatile and inviting exhibition spaces. Cardinia Cultural Centre is also home to a world of performances and exhibitions, including live bands, DJs, ballet, morning entertainment, films, internationally acclaimed comedians and workshops. Cardinia Cultural Centre, 40 Lakeside Boulevard, Pakenham. Phone 1300 887 624. www.cardiniaculturalcentre.com.au. Picture captions. Caption 1. Councillor Colin Ross, Councillor Michael Schilling and Councillor Carol Ryan check out the redeveloped Cardinia Cultural Centre. Caption 2. The new entrance to the Cardinia Cultural Centre and architectural features of the gallery ceiling. End captions. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Wednesday, 4th of December, 11 a.m, starring Melissa Langton, Mark Jones and David Rogers Smith. Fabulous vocal arrangements and a good old-fashioned sing-along around the piano are sure to keep you entertained. Presented by Winding Roads Productions. Tickets $22 per person. Companion card holders free. Join us from 10 a.m. for morning tea prior to the performance at 11 a.m. Exhibition Unknown Journeys until February 2020. Lead artist Tim Stone has been out and about in the Shire, capturing the stories and images of its landscapes, buildings and people in new ways, using digital arts technologies to present these diversities. This brand new exhibition explores the journeys of our newest residents and some of our long-term residents.